You're listening to Wake Up Our Faith, the weekly broadcast from Uprint Faith and Personal Development. Connect with us on the web at uprint.life. Hello and welcome to Wake Up Our Faith in Business. This is the second segment of our show where we talk about how you live out faith, where you spend the majority of your time. For most folks, that is in business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, we're the co-founders of Uprint, a faith and personal development organization based right here in Wilmington. We've got a ton of resources. If you guys have not checked it out, you can go to uprint.life. That's our website. We've actually got a new iteration of the website coming out soon, some new opportunities and some new content, some new ways that folks can get plugged in, excited about that. But our corporate partners make this show possible, one of those being Chris Hutchins and his team at Guaranteed Rate Mortgage. They've been in the mortgage business more than 20 years right here in Wilmington. A great team. If you're buying or refinancing a home, give Chris and his team a call, 910-344-0304. Also, our good friend Chris Riley at Fountain Financial Associates. They're in the business of giving clients and families a better life. They call it keeping promises. Very apropos today as we're talking about money, finances. If you have any needs regarding your long-term financial plans, make sure to give Chris Riley and the team at Fountain Financial Associates a call, 910-256-8882. So Kev, first segment, we dove into this concept of money. Fantastic conversation. If folks did not catch that, they need to go back and watch it or catch it again on the podcast. But let's kind of carry on the conversation about money, how it infuses our life and business in an unhealthy way and keeps us from doing and becoming who God's created us to be.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing to rewind on and bring forward is the idea that, you know, there's a lot of conceptual things, scriptural good things, sowing and reaping and all that. We're not talking about that per se. And some people would even call it karma from the yoga world or whatever, Eastern. So we're not talking about giving and being blessed.
Yeah.
Although that is, God is just all over that. What we're talking about is how to break the power of the enemy of fear off of our life. And that is, you know, go back a segment, and this is how you do it. You give him a black eye when you take that step away from and toward the thing God's saying to you. So when you have a fear of something and you understand that we're talking about real fear, anxiety, worry, false imagination of a bad future, then you take that step and it breaks that off. So
yeah.
It is counterintuitive to your will. It doesn't make sense. But if you do that, it breaks the fear off of you, and it starts removing the chaos. And God doesn't land on chaos. He lands on peace. So anyway,
yeah.
That's a lot. But it's about breaking the fear.
Yeah, and I think the important point to mention is that generosity is going to have zero expectation. True generosity will have zero expectation. But you do understand that God operates in a sowing and reaping environment.
Yeah.
But you trust Him for that.
Absolutely.
But this is not that.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's great. Live that way. We're talking about like when you're afraid to give because, oh, well, I don't know if I have enough, or, oh, well, I don't know what the person might do with it, or, oh, well, all the excuses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about do it anyway because it breaks the fear off and do it in faith saying, God, you bless this because that's your reputation,
that's
not
right.
mine.
That's right.
So I'm honoring you by doing this.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, in the context of business, business, I think we're in a culture where we think business is about money.
Mm.
And is it really?
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying school is about grades. Is it really?
Mm.
Why do you go to school? You know, you go to school to learn. The point of school or education is to grow, to learn. It's not about grades, but we've turned it into that.
Grades.
In the same way, business has become about security, money, rather than the true, innovative, excellent, godly spirit that creates and makes things better. And, you know, people that step into that, even though they don't have the means, they've let go of the how. The enemy operates all up and in that how.
Yeah.
But now you're operating in the why. And that's, You know, that's all you need. That's God's powerful. The how.
So for those that watch the show that are business owners or in business, you know, it we've lumped business into I go do this and get paid this for it, and therefore my life, my job is worth this much.
Right.
You know, and so they've resolved their own value to a measuring stick of money.
Yeah.
And it's really difficult, man, because like you've got teachers and so forth mm-hmm. in our culture who are making whatever $30,000, $40,000
right.
a year.
Yeah.
Where you've got, you know, some guy over here is a stockbroker who, you know, has an assistant that runs the show basically, and he's out on his yacht making a million
right.
or whatever. And we
yeah.
idolize one, and then, you know, it's just a weird kind of environment. So how do we begin navigating that whole?
Yeah. Well, I think the idea behind that is you take the immigrant who's working 80 hours a week in McDonald's, who's they're admired for working hard, but they still can't pay their bills. Or then you've got a guy on Wall Street who's making millions and from a few phone calls, but we admire that. It's like, which is it? Is it smart or hard work? And we got to throw all that out. It's about understanding what God made us for and living that out. And it's already blessed. There's already abundance there. You're not doing it for abundance. You're doing it because it satisfies your soul. Because if you're a saw or a hammer, man, it feels good to saw some wood or hammer. You know, you like to be in front of crowds. I don't, but I love people. It's not about loving people. It's about where do we function best. And then when we do that together, it's tenfold, 30, you know, 100. So that is the church in action. But before we ever get there, you've got to really go back to what is driving this.
Mm.
And so when we plug business in, we start getting all those cultural mores and constructs and ideas that really a lot of it's just toxic.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's just business, not personal. I mean, that would Jesus ever say that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I was talking to a guy this week who's in the middle of a transition season at his career, and he lives in works in a very competitive environment, sales, et cetera. And, mm-hmm. you know, the bosses that send out the emails that say, you know, hey, guys, you know what I mean? You're better than this, and you got to keep yeah. it up and get in a bunch of debt so you can have motivation, like that whole crazy culture mm-hmm. that puts money.
Yeah.
And this guy's going, he's seeing through the facade finally mm-hmm. after all these years
yeah.
to go, this I'm sacrificing something about myself for this world that
right.
I'm not supposed to live in.
Right.
Participate
well,
in.
It's and you know the old adage, it's never enough. It that doesn't matter to the young person who's excited about, you know, here's your first shot at a six-figure income, and you, let's say you're in your late 20s. Well, that's intoxicating because you feel like, wow. So, you know, if you want to do it one way, you can go to school and for 8-12 years and be a professional at whatever and get there, or you can sell, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever, become an internet guy. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is who are you, and that's your wealth.
Mm.
But you have to practice going there and working on that a little bit by letting go of the other. Again, that's will versus desire. But business is the place where we can live out who we are. So it's like God has set the stage. We call it business. We're not talking about a business. We're talking about the concept
of business.
God says you can make your living by the gospel. Well, we should be able to do that. So does that mean you could be making the leather skins around the word, or you could be teaching people about how to live out who they are using scripture, or you could just be a pulpit preacher, or you can create a business where you're teaching people about a certain technology. But who you are is from, you've got to get to that place, but you'll never get there if you're distracted by the intoxicating thing of here's a big check. Because what that is a compromise. And see, God wants to remove those compromises. But once he does, then we're free. And we're not doing it for money anymore. We're doing it because it's who we are.
Yeah.
Then you've got people who can't pay. You do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because they're good soil. you know?
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, I want to talk to that. So yeah. We work with a lot of people who are kind of chasing a dream. Maybe they've got a startup business or an idea. They're creatives, they're artists, they're et cetera. And you start navigating this, and, you know, there's this mantra online where it goes, never give your work away for free. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people take advantage of you. Protect your thing. And there's baby in there. But there's a lot of bathwater. Right. So when someone has their genius, their thing that they love to do and they're great at it, mm-hmm. how would we encourage them to begin to step into that with that concept you just said, mm-hmm. is be less concerned about who's paying you for what and more concerned about actually doing it?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of little things that you always want to... keep on the sidecar of this. People need their basic needs met. You know, you have to have infrastructure, all of that stuff. We're not throwing all that out and sitting in a chair and going, No, you know, that's stewardship, but that doesn't own your heart. Mm. That's the difference. But when we are talking about forwarding, helping people step into their dream by teaching them how to build their journey with Jesus, and then what are the obstacles? Well, you know, we want to remove those tangible obstacles too. Like, if you need this or need that, let's get it out of the way so you can do that, because that's what's going to bless the world. So you've got to look at it from a place of what will matter about your life in 1,000 years, and is it as a paycheck, or it is that person right there needs you to step into who you are, because it's going to change their life. Which one do you want to be remembered for? And if you don't want to be remembered, that's fine. But which one pleases God more? Maybe that's another way to look at it. But we like to say it like, you know, what will matter about your life in 1,000 years? Not what's on your tombstone, but what do we remember about Scripture, the heroes? We remember what mattered. Yeah. God gave us, we don't know everything about their lives. Their lives are way more compact into the Scripture. And what he gave us is what matters. And that is what will please God, what will matter eternally. Mm. And you want to work from that place, not just, you know, it gets frustrating, right? Yeah. When someone has a hardship, man, you're all over it. And sometimes people have the ability to pay, but they have fear.
Sure.
But you got to be able to walk with them. The question isn't, do you have fear? It's, do you have a willing heart? Mm. And if you do, we're all in.
Yeah.
So that's just an example. It's not a one-size-fits-all glove.
It takes some discernment. You've got to, because there are people who want to take advantage, and you know, and people who are just making excuses of why they can't pay. But or something to that effect. But it's just about being aware enough of tapping into letting God reveal, you know, what he's saying to you about this thing. Because if he's saying, hey, just go help this person, mm-hmm. or just do this thing, because that is the expression of joy, that's another way of giving him a black eye.
Absolutely.
You know, the enemy a black eye.
It's about breaking the power off the enemy who wants to distract you and send you off in the wrong direction and make your life unproductive for God. That's... the step is to you fight back by saying, you have no power over me. You don't have to engage him, but you do the thing that he's making you afraid to do. And you don't have to be overwhelmed by it. Just take a step.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot of good people in our kind of family or tribe, if you will, who are, we've all kind of got that same heart. It's a warrior heart. Like, you know what? That thing doesn't own me. A dollar bill doesn't own me. I'm going to go. So that said, you know, business is a great environment, not a bad one. We don't need to be afraid. We just need to go and be who we are.
Yeah.
But you want to work for and within things that there is no loss in transfer. So it's like playing a great song on the trumpet, or, you know, Miles Davis, or giving somebody wisdom. You don't lose it to give it. So those are the things that are valuable.
Right.
Money is just a measurement of that. And, you know, we do need to operate with that. But, you know, you're not thinking about the wiring in your house. It's there.
Yeah.
But you're not worshiping it and going, oh, yeah. I need to get some more wiring.
Check the wires. Check the wires. Check the wires.
It's a house on fire. Anyway, it's getting off tangent.
Well, no, it's good, man. We're going to take a short break. We got another segment coming back. But really want to challenge folks, again, as we said in the first segment, is go ahead and posture your heart, the condition of your heart toward money. Because money is a great way of revealing the condition of the heart. And we'll close up, wrap all this up, and dive into some more here in a moment. But we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. Back for more right after this. Hey, everybody. This is Matt Hamm. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast, Faith in Business. If you're enjoying the show, we'd ask that you go on iTunes and leave a quick review so that other folks can see it and join us as well. Also, we host a monthly gathering called Faith in Business right here in Wilmington, North Carolina. If you're interested in attending that event, or if you'd like to host a Faith in Business event in your city, email us at info@uprint.life. Hello and welcome back to Faith in Business. This is the second segment of our show where we talk about how to live out your faith, where you spend the majority of your time, and for most folks, that is in business. Matt Hamm, Kevin Adams, we're having a fabulous conversation today about money and unfortunately the power that we give to it and the idolization that we have toward money. It's been a great show. If you've missed any, make sure you go back and watch this because, as I said in a previous segment, like this is culturally transformational.
Yeah.
Getting your heart postured right toward money is one of the most essential aspects of your spiritual development, mm-hmm. Which is why, you know, the scripture says you can't serve God and money. And we've talked about that a little bit previously. Our corporate partners make the show possible. I want to recognize and thank them. One of those being the Honeycutt Group. This is a family-owned insurance brokerage company. Chad and his team can offer anything, home, life, auto, all of the above when it comes to insurance. Definitely give them a call. More than 10 years in the business here and growing. The Honeycutt Group can be reached at 910-338-1773. Also, Physical Therapy Services of Wilmington. You can find them online, ptservicesofwilmington.com. It's our boy Russ Zimmerman's birthday today, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, gave Russ awesome. A shout. He's a couple months ahead of me. I said, you got there first. So, but anyway, Russ and his family own business there. I've been operating since 1983. If you have any needs regarding physical therapy, give them a call. That's 910-763-8286. And then also the Rising Tide team. This is a full-service real estate brokerage organization, real estate team, representing both buyers and sellers here in the market. Gene, Sherry Engel, as well as Matt Steiner and more. They're great folks over there. Give them a call, 910-620-7177. Kev, we're talking about business, money in relation to business today. And in the previous segment, we were talking about folks like chasing their dream. Mm-hmm. And I want to, like this segment, I want to kick it off by talking about there's so many people waiting on money in order to do the thing that God called them to do.
Right.
And so let's talk about that. Someone's got a dream, they've got a business idea, but they're focusing on how do I make money doing it? Wrong question.
Right. And again, let's go back to just a principle of if you're evangelizing, then you're fishing or net fishing. And you're good at that, right? In a lot of ways, tangibly, literally. But if you are carrying out a form of discipleship through who you are, which is also the call we have, go and make disciples of all men. All right, so how you do that is not fishing. It's seed planting.
Mm.
So that takes patience. It takes consistency. It takes peace and calm and waiting for the harvest. But you're preparing for it, knowing that it's coming. So that is going back to these two ideas. Long term, what will have mattered about your life? And then also, what do you want to wake up and experience every day? What is your day about? What's the joyful thing that you can do? And the most joyful thing you can ever do is to give who you are to others.
Mm.
So these are all sound like platitudes, but when you get below it, what you see is vision comes before provision,
mm-hmm.
not the other way around. That doesn't mean if you have some and God gives you more and you can do other things with it, that's great. That's a good upward spiral. That's good stewardship. You know, we know some pretty well-off people, and they're great at that. But what we're talking about is a principle, a philosophical place to start with that is biblical, and that is you must have a vision before provision shows up.
I want to speak specifically to this show. Okay. Because somebody has asked me before about how did you get partners for your program, right? Mm-hmm. And it was a logical question is the way I received it. Sure. And it was like they're trying to plan on how to make that happen if they want to replicate it.
Right.
And so I'm just saying here, like, that was never the intent plan from the beginning.
Right.
We did it first.
That's right.
And for a while...
Right.
In a building that was falling apart, you know?
Yeah, right.
And so we planted the seeds and the harvest came. It wasn't a logical, strategical play by you and me to go, hey, Kev, how do we do this?
Right. Yeah. Well, and I mean, we can name a laundry list of those things. And people used to ask me, how did you have a book contract? How did you do this? How about this? How did you have all these... 100-some-odd thousand social media. How did you do all that? I'm like, you know, I'm never going to answer that question. And it's one of the reasons I don't like to speak publicly, because you get those kind of questions and you just want to go, hey, let me give you a hug. Who are you? Start there. And that will happen in the way God wants it to. And it's going to be incredible.
Well, so, it's like you're asking the wrong question and you don't even realize it.
That's right.
And your heart's not bad. It's just that you're missing out on the concept of what it is that God wants to do through you.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out how it's going to be accomplished or how you're going to provide instead of who you are.
It's the cart dragging the horse. And you gotta get, and you're in the cart going, come on, horse. You gotta get out of the cart and throw the daggum cart away and just like love on the horse. And you guys will go places.
I love it.
And then God will throw a cart in there and you can start putting stuff in there and helping people. Look, it comes from understanding your why, and don't let the how get in there. It's dream killer. It's logic. Logic isn't bad, it's just not God.
Yeah.
It doesn't lead. God created logic, but he's bigger than it.
Yeah.
So he's not bound by it, and nor does he get credit when we do it that way, because we start and finish things on our own, and we say, I did it. Mm. So when you look at it, you got to let go of that. Now, how do I know that? Because that's what I read in Scripture all those years when I was studying it, you know, from that hunger place, instead of being an old guy now, But anyway, you come back to why, go to your why. God will start showing you your vision. Step in. You're navigating from a different place.
Yeah.
And if you just do that, what you'll start seeing in Scripture is incredible things. But all of it, the common thread here is we wear better clothes than they did, and we have technology, but those guys are our heritage. They are, we're standing on their shoulders. They didn't have breakthrough by logic.
Yeah.
They had breakthrough by letting go and following God's will.
Hmm.
That is what you see when the walls of Jericho come down. It's not a math equation.
Hmm.
It's God said it, and Joshua acted, and that's what, you know, unless you don't believe that.
Yeah, if you do, you got to step
in. A lot of people talk like they believe it, but they don't.
Don't really.
So they go, yeah, but this is now. I've had people say that all the time, like, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? It's either true or it's not, and it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's pretty much of a dead-end argument.
Right.
There's no yeah but to this.
You can't.
We have to be led by the Spirit. It says that in Romans 8. Those who are led by the Spirit, these are the sons or sons and daughters of God. Mm. We want to live like sons and daughters, not slaves. Slaves beg. And they go to the shanty when the dinner bell rings. Sons and daughters come to the dinner table and eat with the father.
Yeah. One of the things that I've got a picture in my mind right now is I kind of, the way it came to me was, is would you rather be Vanilla Ice or the Beatles? And, you know, and you think about, you think about the long-term play of who you are, right? Yeah. And stepping into that. But socially and culturally, we're magnetized right now to quick fixes.
Right.
Instant success, overnight success, how to grow 10 times your business right now.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's right. It's like everybody's fighting to become Vanilla Ice, who had a one-hit wonder and he's done, versus a guy like Paul McCartney or whoever. He's the first one, Bono. I know you're a Bono fan. These guys have lived out who they are over the course of, you know, years and decades, mm-hmm. and sustainability. And so your genius is going to last longer than a flash in the pan.
Yeah.
So stop targeting the flash in the pan type success by kind of immediate gratification of the world's input.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly the same argument you hear. Well, you can't make money painting stick figures or writing poetry. It's not about can you make money doing it. It's about is that who you are, and that is already blessed. And if you step into that one seed at a time, God will grow your orchard. And so we got to be patient with God, because he's been patient with us. So it's settle down, take a baby step, get a first down, start going. And quit worrying about how, and focus on why, and it'll come from a different place, and you'll start seeing it happen. And it's incredible. The biggest blessing of my entire life, other than being his, is what he did and removed everything from my life and said, now I'm going to rebuild you. And this is, and it's where my confidence comes, it's supreme confidence, where it used to be self-confidence.
Mm.
But business is a great context for you to live that out. Everybody needs to be used, to be given. Our fulfillment comes from people, but it's not about what we get. Our fulfillment comes in how we can give ourselves to other people. And when God is in that, it's unstoppable. People get lost in waiting on him and being patient, and they act like babies. I did.
Yeah.
So just take a baby step, but give the enemy a black eye. But remember, business isn't, it's a concept. It's heavenly. Your transactions are trading resources. It's cyclical. It's just like, it's a closed loop. You go to the Port City Java, you give them a couple bucks, unless Cecil's with you. Sorry. Man, what a great guy. But then they give you a cup of coffee, and it's a closed loop. This works the same way. You give, and God takes care of the rest, and everything works that way. So go with that love and that intention. But if you got basic needs or struggles right now, keep trusting God for those things. Just take a baby step.
Yeah.
Just plant one seed.
And that's what
you can do.
That's the thing that really hits me, as you said, because there are people out there who are navigating difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
And you don't want to make it sound like this pie in the sky. We're not trying to say that, you know, we're because you, of anyone that I've ever met, you know the struggle.
Yeah.
You know the struggle down to the nitty gritty of being alone in the room over your garage, you know, thinking it's all done.
Right.
And so you've been there where most people haven't. So you can speak to that, you know, heart of someone who's suffering.
God loves you. You got to start there. He loves you is a big thing, but let's make it real, right? God is your Father, and he has affection for you, and you must return that to him in the form of understanding what he made in you, and it satisfies you so much. But it's just like a layer of paint. It's just one thing at a time. One of the things I did mentoring, discipleship, I didn't call it that, coaching, whatever you want to call it, for years and years and years for free, because I knew that I could do it. And I didn't have, you know, I struggled with this big buffer I had of I can live for a year or 2 years, all the way down to I can live for a few hours and eat from God's hand. It didn't matter. I still was able to. What I'm saying is we can all do something.
Mm.
The kid in the hut, well, nobody wants that kid to be living in a hut and have a bloated belly. But, I'm pushing way out on that. But even that kid can do something, and that is to give his mom a hug. That is to start bringing light into darkness.
Mm.
However you can do it, even in a moment. The lady in Walmart who's got beautiful head of hair, you're not hitting on her, but you,
you know, people need to understand you can bring light and joy. Just start with that if that's all you got.
You know, it reminds me, and this...
That's business.
Yeah. Last week, we had a guy at our house fixing our tub, and I saw it all over him, and I said, can I pray for you in this moment?
Yeah.
And I did, and he started weeping, and he just said, no one has prayed for me in years.
Yeah.
And I'm not tapping my horn. I'm saying those are little things that you can go and do. And just be the blessing, be the light, take a small step.
That's right.
And that leaves this whole thing. You said that's so much more powerful than giving him $5, I believe.
That's right. You don't want to join people in their stress. You want to lead them out of it.
Amen.
Well, the way to do that is to understand who you are. So let me give you, we're getting short on time here, but I want to throw this into the mix because it's a powerful example. There is a movie, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Best of Enemies.
Mm.
It's about it's race relations. It's a fairly new movie. I think it's on DVD now. But Best of Enemies, it's got Sam Rockwell and Taraj Henson. So you've got, Sam Rockwell plays the head of the Klan in this town in Missouri. And Taraj Henson plays this outspoken African-American lady who's kind of standing up, but she's also gruff, and so they kind of battle it out a little bit, and but what she does in this movie, this Sam Rockwell, I don't want to give the whole thing away, but he has a kid who's got Downs, he's in the hospital, he's really messed up. Well, this lady, she's arguing with him, and they're fighting, and that never goes anywhere. So what she does is, she's a believer, she goes and does something really kind for this kid and helps him calm down and starts to heal his heart a little bit, or his mind. And it this character, at first he gets mad at her and says, you don't help me, I don't need your help. But what happens ultimately is, because she did that, she carried light into the dark place. She didn't have anything, but she did that. And this guy eventually came around, left these people and stood with her, and they changed this community.
Yes.
And they became best friends for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
That is doing for others what they're unwilling to do for you. That is Jesus. That is giving the devil a black eye. It's all of this stuff. It's also business.
Yes.
She changed her culture by an act of kindness, and so she didn't argue with him. She didn't join him in his stress. She got up underneath that and blessed him.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Yeah.
And if you do it from who you are, man, it's unstoppable.
Right.
So, anyway.
Guys, that's what we're about here. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Fantastic show today, Kev, as always, man. Thanks for just your leadership and wisdom. And guys, we appreciate you jumping on. We'll be back next week for more. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Let us know how you're enjoying this. And you guys have a fantastic week.